Today on Real Radio.
Sharia law demands that a Muslim make his way, her way to Mecca to go around the Kaaba in Saudi Arabia. I don't have to do any of those things. My God's with me now.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack continues in his verse-by-verse series through Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. We're in a mini-series that takes a look at a section in 1 Corinthians, chapter 3, where Paul reminds us that our bodies are temples for the Spirit of God, and that we, therefore, are not to defile them. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs continuing now in his mini-series called Jesus Christ and His New Home.
Listen, newsflash, Christians. Christianity has no temple but the one you're living in right now. You ever think of that? This is glorious news. Some of you have been brought up in a very strong liturgical setting. You think of a shrine, a temple, a cathedral. Nope. God, the Holy Spirit, dwells in you if you're a believer. Dr. Charles Ryrie from Dallas Theological Seminary writes, quote, "So grave the warning, so certain the judgment upon any man or woman whom creates or contributes to the harm, division, or collapse of a local church, whether it be by a Christian or non-Christian, it is clear that peril awaits them." Verse 17 puts the church and its leaders on notice that division is to be fought against. If it be in the form of a bitter, backslidden Christian or from the devil himself, the temple of believers is to be protected. And that's the work of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18 says, "Flee sexual immorality." We get the word in the Greek, it's porneia. Do I need to tell you what it is in English? Porn. Flee pornography. See, I've never, what? Listen, it's the reason why the Bible says sexual immorality is because it includes something much more than a picture. Flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside of the body. But he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body or his own soul. Or do you not know that you are the body, or that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you? Isn't this awesome? Look, he's in me. He's in you. That freaks me out. If I understand that, then how can I get engaged or involved in sexual immorality? Because he's there. When you click on that site in the middle of the night, God is there. The Holy Spirit is looking through your eyes when you're chatting with that old boyfriend from high school and you're married. The Holy Spirit is in that chat room if you're a Christian. He says the Holy Spirit dwells within you, whom you've received from God. You are not your own. He says in 1 Corinthians 6, 24, "You were bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." I belong to him. Hallelujah, I belong to him. I love that. That word porneia, you'll see it a lot in the Bible, sexual immorality. It means this: any form of aberrant or unsanctioned sexuality, adultery, incest, fornication, sexual arousal outside of marriage. Let me add this in our modern culture: sexting on your cell phone, internet porn, forms of sexual activity outside of marriage, the Bible says, is porneia. It's devastating. You say, "Man, God doesn't want me to have any fun." He's trying to save your life. He's trying to save your life. Thou shalt not, thou shalt not. Hey, listen, get married and thou gets to, and thou gets to a lot, and thou gets to have fun. You have a problem with porneia? Get married, the Bible says. Are you burning with lust? Get married. The Bible says that the Christian bed is undefiled. What does that mean? Go for it. A Christian couple following Jesus, loving Jesus Christ, a godly home, they should only stop having sex to come up for air. and, you know, go to work. You got to go to work, mow the lawn and all that stuff. I understand that. But the world has stolen this. It's our God who made us. It's the Holy Spirit who created that. And the Bible warns us. You are the temple of the living God. And the Bible in another place says that you better stop goofing off, because if a man joins himself to a woman outside of marriage, listen to this, it says he's joining Christ to that person. That's a sick thought, and yet it's a Bible thought. You are owned and possessed by the Holy Spirit. Galatians chapter 5, verse, am I yelling? I'm so excited about being dwelt by the Holy Spirit, because you know what? You remember, is it Cabbage Patch Dolls or Teddy Ruxpin? Who's Teddy? No. Who's the one that had the little logo on the rear end? Cabbage Patch Dolls. Ugly, ugly things. Little ball-headed things. But you know what? To see if you had a real one, you had to pull down the little thing there and look on the cheek. And it was a stamp. And it was, because remember, they were making knockoffs? Sealed. Sealed by Mattel or whoever made them. You, the believer, Cabbage Patch believer, sealed by the Holy Spirit, Ephesians 1 and 2 says. But the Bible says in Galatians chapter 5, verse 19, now the works of the flesh are evident. And by the way, these works pay dividends. And here's what they are. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, that's all sexual immorality. Idolatry, sorcery, that's drug use, things that alter your mind. Hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, that's orgy parties, and the like, of which I told you beforehand, just as I told you in times past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. See, what a party pooper. God's trying to protect your life.
Amen.
In the New Living Translation, which I don't usually use, but 2 Corinthians 6, verse 14, it's a powerful representation of it. The Bible says there, don't team up with those who are unbelievers. Now, when you go to work tomorrow, you are going to go to work with unbelievers. You're supposed to be a witness to them. But don't become a team member in the sense of don't marry them. Things like that where there's bonding. Don't team up with unbelievers. How can goodness be a partner with wickedness, says the Bible? How can light live with darkness? They're mutually exclusive. What harmony can there be between Christ and the devil? How can a believer be a partner with an unbeliever? And what union can there be between God's temple and idols? For we are the temple of the living God. And God has said, I will live in them and walk among them. Is that not awesome? He'll walk among you in life. Thirdly, under this point, your body is the holy house of God, and he, the Lord, is a renovator to his house. He renovates us. I think that's cool. I love seeing people, please understand this correctly, I love seeing people that are now Christians who once lived a gnarly life. You know what gnarly means? It's an old ancient word. Gnarly means they lived a rough life. They're kind of scarred up and all wrinkled up and kind of all hunched up. And you see this guy walking, he walks by and you go, man, that guy, jeez. It's like some big Harley guy. You can hear the spurs. And then he opens his mouth. Hey, praise the Lord, brother, how you doing? It's like, what? I love that. You know what, man? The Lord has renovated a life. Have you noticed when you meet Christians, wherever you're at in the world, if you don't know they're a Christian and you might be looking at the guy and you're wondering, man, that guy looks like a weirdo. And then he says something or somehow it comes out that he's a believer and you talk to him for 10 minutes and he's the sweetest guy in the world. Don't you love that? You better love that, because that same person's thinking the same thing about you. He renovates. Verse 17 says, for the temple of God is holy. The word means separated from the things of the world. God has taken you out of this world. He's renovated you. Listen, and he put you back in the game. It's like an IndyCar going around that course for 500 miles. Something goes wrong, something's haywire, the guy pulls into the pits, they get him all fixed up and send him right back out. The guy wins the race. What's going on? The Holy Spirit renovates your life. Please hear me loud and clear. Don't stop cussing to come to Christ. If you're sleeping with Bubbles or Rocky, don't stop that to come to Christ. Listen, hear me out. If you're a bank robber, don't stop that to come to Christ. You'll never stop bank robbing. You'll never stop being with Bubbles, and you'll never stop whatever the first thing was I said. You've got to come to Christ, and then he takes Bubbles out of your life. Amen. Then he takes bank robbery out of your life or whatever it is. Don't clean yourself up and come to Christ. You can't do it. He renovates you. Remember that old program? I don't even know if it's on anymore. This Old House with Bob Vila. And he would go to this old dump of a home and you'd go, man, who wants that piece of junk? And then by the time he's done with it, you want to move in. And that's the work of the Holy Spirit. Pastor Chuck Smith, I don't know if you know this about him. He loves to renovate things. And I'll tell you a little secret about him. I've seen some of his renovations. Model T pickup truck. Old 1947 Cadillac. Buys a piece of junk. It's all rusted through. No wheels on it. No engine. And that's one of his things that he finds relaxing. Is just getting it all fixed up again. Restoration. That's what God does in your life. He renovates you. He restores you back to life. Don't you think in this world, if we can put defibrillators on someone's chest and bring them back, or to give them mouth to mouth and resuscitate them, don't you think the Holy Spirit can do that in the life of any sinner? Well, I'm here to tell you, he did it in my life. He renovates. Colossians 1, verse 27 says, to them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, that's us, non-Jews, which is, here it is, look at this, look at that verse. Oh, no, look. This mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you. That's what makes the hope of glory. Oh, man, the Holy Spirit is in my life. And you say, I thought you said it's Christ. Yes, that's how he dwells in me. God is one. What amazing news this is. You see why if you give this message to kids and broken people, they don't have to worry about self-esteem. I don't need to hear one CD on self-esteem. You know why? Because God's nuts about me. I didn't ask him to be nuts about me. He can't take his eyes off me. He loves me so much. I'm done arguing with him about it. I'm just going to believe him and enjoy it. Amen. And when somebody comes up and says, boo, say, hey, man, whatever. I'm the disciple whom Jesus loved. And so are you, and you, and you, and you, right? He renovates us. That word mystery is something that has been concealed. It's not that you can't know it. In Colossians 1:27, it's something that has been concealed and then revealed. Ephesians 2:18 says, for through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. By the way, that's priestly talk of the Old Testament. Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners. You're not outside, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. That's temple talk. That's talk of the temple. In whom the whole building, temple talk, being fit together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In whom you also are being built up together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. You are the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. A true Christian is possessed by the Holy Spirit of God. And what happens is that there's a practical life lived out in this world that displays that fact. Revelation 19, verse 8. The Bible says to the church, to the bride of Christ, unto her it was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. How does that happen? By the Holy Spirit. Point number two, verses 18 to 20. Your body is a wise house. A wise house. Your body, because the Holy Spirit dwells in you. Listen, everybody. We undercut our victory so often. Because the Spirit of God dwells in us, we are a wise house. Your body is a wise house. And listen to this. God's children make good decisions. Did you hear that? You don't have to keep making stupid decisions. Slow down. Stop. Well, you know, if you don't buy that car this afternoon, it's going to be gone. I got five people coming to go buy it. Well, let them go buy it then. The moment the Christian's backed into a corner by the world to pressure you, back away. Trust God. Wait on the Lord. Don't make the decision if you don't know what to do. Wait. I don't know what to do. Pastor, I just don't know what to... Then wait, be still, and know that he is God. Don't do it. But you know what? If I don't, I'll miss my flight. If I don't, I'll just miss that deal. Don't do it. Don't do it. I'm telling you right now, I may be ugly, but I've learned to not be stupid. I've had to learn to not be stupid. I was born stupid. You do what you want. You do what you feel. You do what all your friends are doing. You do what, hey, listen, wait, wait on the Lord. And here's the cool thing. Number one, if you're sincerely seeking God, you can never outwait him. He won't let it happen. He'll cause the sun to stand still if he has to. The second thing is, you won't make a mistake. And here's the fun part. Church family, listen, everybody, including your mama, is going to accuse you of making a mistake if you don't make the decision that they want you to make. If you wait on God and you make the decision based upon the Bible, what God has told you to do, by the way, there'll always be a verse to back up firmly, truly, accurately what God's told you to do. And your best of friends or your most loving family members will come along and say, why in the world are you doing that? And you can tell them, listen, I don't expect you to understand, but the Lord showed me this verse. I'd been praying, and this is the route that we're going to take. This is the path we're going to pursue. This is the place I'm going to hold my ground. And I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, if blood is thicker than water, the Holy Spirit in our lives as believers is thicker than blood. What does that mean? There's a family in the Spirit that's stronger than the family that is of DNA blood. And when we know what we're standing upon, even though we may not at times understand it, I don't know why I'm doing this other than God said to do this. He's given me these scriptures and I even disagree with God, but I'm going to obey him. You know, Abraham lived like that. Abraham didn't agree, but he obeyed. That's a tremendous way to live. He says, let no one deceive himself. In verse 18, the Bible says in Romans 8:14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God, the children of God. That word led by the Spirit, by the way, means to go with him, to hold his hand. Is that not a sweet picture? Are you guys awake? God, imagine in your life right now, Father, I don't know what to do. Should I take this job or that job? You say, Pastor, I just wish I had a job. If you're a Christian, pray for God to give you a job. Guess what he's going to do? You're not going to get one job offer. I promise you that. You will not get one job offer. Because you're a child of God, you're going to say, God, I need a job. Give me a job. And he'll give you two or three offers at the same time. Oh, now, great God, what am I now? Well, what do I do? And he says, it's so good to hear from you. Let's talk some more. This is great. And he'll lead you. He'll lead you along. But can you imagine from this moment on if you truly just calm down and slow down and see a ginormous hand come out of the heavens and grab your hand and say, I want to lead you right here. I have to tell you something. Every mistake I've made is because I took my own hand and agreed with myself that I was the smartest thing on the planet. And the great thing about getting older is you just slow down and say, Lord, after you. Oh, man. Young people today, listen. Learn it now. Spare yourself some grief. Lord, I'll follow you. Thank you very much. And when he goes, you go. And it's awesome. I mean, he'll be like an offensive guard on whatever team is good. Wisdom, knowledge. Today the world says science. I'm offended by that, to be honest with you. My God invented science. But the world calls science and knowledge and wisdom is stupid, ridiculously crazy. In fact, in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 20, the Old King James Version is most excellent on this. And it says, O Timothy, Paul says to him, keep that which is committed to your trust. Avoid profane and vain babblings. Wow. I could write a book on that right there. And oppositions of science, falsely so-called, which some professing have erred concerning the truth. Is that not a verse for this age? Yes. Oh, we've got to do this. We've got to do this. Why? Oh, science says so. Where? It just says so. Science means facts. And anybody who has had science in here, it's not only facts. What do you have to do regarding the claim that it's scientific? Yes, it's repeatable. You do it over and over again. That's how you know. It's amazing. Making good decisions. Make one decision after another for the Lord, with the Lord, in the Lord, and you'll get into a groove. You'll get into a path with Him.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a study called Jesus Christ and His New Home. It's really a mini-series that takes a look at a section of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, where Paul reminds us that since we are believers, our bodies are temples for the Spirit of God. Again, that title, Jesus Christ and His New Home. It's part of Pastor Jack's verse-by-verse look at this New Testament book written by Paul. We'll continue with more on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Now, here at Real Radio, we've got a way that you can kind of become one of us, if you will. We've been reading the one-year Bible for, what do you think, Pastor Jack, 8 years running now?
8 years.
And we've got one that we'd like to give out to the folks. Tell us about it, would you, Pastor Jack?
Well, here's the deal. It is true, Davey. For 8 years running, every New Year's Day, this church has together started the one-year Bible,
right,
going through the Bible together every day. And it's amazing how a large church can become real small and intimate by going through the Word of God as a body together. And it's been amazing here because you can walk around the campus here and talk to people and they'll say, oh, today's reading was amazing. Or, boy, the Lord is speaking to me so much in the Scripture, and we're all on the same page.
Right, everybody's
It's really remarkable.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's available. It's available here at realradioactive.org. You can go to our website. And producer Steve wants me to say that it's available for a donation of any amount. But listen,
we really want to get that into your hands.
It's the holiday season, right?
Yeah.
And it's the Word of God. So listen, I might get in trouble with producer Steve, but if you send us a penny,
we're going to send it out.
We'll send you the book. We'll send you the Bible. Listen, you need it. Come with us. Be with us. It's so great. It's unified the church here. How much more could it unify all of us together across the nation and around the world at Real Radio? So listen, once again, go to realradioactive.org, get your hand on the one-year Bible and 365-day readings. We'll go through the Bible together, and Lord willing, we'll start it next year as we begin on January 1st.
Okay, that's realradioactive.org, realradioactive.org. And if you'd like to call us, it's 877-RR-RADIO, 877-RR-RADIO. It's that simple. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org. I'm David Jay, and Till next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.